40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Another Norfolk Southern train has derailed in Ohio, this time in the town of Springfield. According to the company, there were no hazardous materials aboard the train. That is different than the one that derailed 1 month ago. Sean Heathen witnessed this derailment.
I was on the way to go to the store, and I was just sitting there when the train's going by, playing on my phone, goofing off, and I hear a loud bang. And when I did, I looked up, and there's all kinds of debris and metal shoot out from under the train cars.
From the railways to the skies, a passenger dies when a small plane hits severe turbulence heading to Leesburg, Virginia. WFSB-TV's Mike Cirillo is in Connecticut, where the plane was diverted.
An airplane hit some severe turbulence. That plane was diverted to Bradley International Airport. The NTSB is investigating what happened. They're also investigating alongside the FBI. So that plane is still at the Bradley International Airport at the moment.
At least 12 people have died due to severe storms across the country. In California, there has been record snowfall over the past week. The Weather Channel's Paul Goodloe.
More storms come in throughout the weekend and into next week. Best chance of rain and snow in Southern California is really into Sunday night, then ending, and then we start drying out across Southern California. Northern California, the rest of the West is still getting pounded by plenty of snow. But hey, more cold air means more storms, winter storms across the middle of the country.
A new study offers hope for millions of people at risk for heart disease whose bodies respond poorly to statins, a common treatment for high cholesterol. Medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
I take care of these patients, and they say, Dr. Nissen, I know I need to lower my cholesterol. I've tried all these different statins. My muscles hurt. I can't take those drugs.
In patients with increased cardiovascular risk, a drug called bempedoic acid was found to decrease heart-related complications such as heart attack or need for a procedure like a bypass operation or stent.
According to the Cleveland Clinic, the trial lasted 3 years and studied nearly 14,000 statin intolerant patients. Former President Trump makes an appearance at conservative conference CPAC. He was there as part of his 2024 presidential campaign.
Every time the polls go up higher and higher, the prosecutors get crazier and crazier. We got to stop these guys. He says we have to stop Trump now. We got to stop him now because we can't stop him at the ballot box.
Trump is facing multiple legal cases, including his handling of classified documents since leaving the White House. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. ground.
Max and Kevy with Essential Last Crack. Two from Last Crack every week at 11 o'clock here on Max and Kevy. That was Icicle, Bullet Train before that. Both of them off of the Uprising CD that was released back in 2019, their latest album. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Max and Kevy. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker is off tonight. Had to take off early to take care of, who knows, Rocker stuff. You know, we got quite the lineup here on Max and Kevy coming up in the month of March. We have some great guests. Next week, we actually have two interviews scheduled. One with Carbellion. You heard the news. They're playing at the Max Inc. Bomb Blastica on April 15th. The Faith Hills Have Eyes are going to visit Max Inc. Radio next week, too. They've got that brand new album, The Riff Elephant, and their CD release show coming up very soon as well. So next week, definitely want to tune into that. Rogue Rat, they have a brand new CD coming out. They're going to be on the show on the 25th. If you would like to be on Max Inc. Heavy, by all means, shoot us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com, maxincradio@gmail.com. Love to hear what you have going on. Send us your music. We'll get it on the air for you. Tell us where you're playing your shows. It's just that easy. Tunes on the way. We're getting a little punky this hour. We got some 4 Asper Morning, the Takeaways. We'll do the Brash Menagerie. We'll get that Rogue Rat in the playlist, too. These guys are brand new to Madison. Their new CD will be coming out shortly. It's called Turn to Stone. Looks Can Kill is the name of the band. They got a couple shows coming up, too. They'll be in Neenah, Wisconsin at Cranky Pat's on April 29th, down in Harvard, Illinois on May 6th. June 3rd, they'll be over at Milwaukee at Hempfest. And then on July 22nd, they'll be back in Madison playing Snortfest at the Crucible. Check this out. Brand new rock and roll from Madison is called Looks Can Kill, Can't Change on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Change what I
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Dig a Hole. That's for Aspen Morning on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. That's from 2013. Cash Poor Liquor Rich was the name of that album. Pretty cool stuff. Before that, to Takeaways and their latest one, End Up Here. They're going to have a show Saturday, April 29th at the Crystal Corner Bar with Flatfoot and Something to Do. That's going to be a fun show. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. It's Max Inc. Heavy. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Full Metal Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. They're a locally owned restaurant. They have great beer because they make beer right there. Really good menu. And they're going to have some live music and outdoor seating as soon as the weather gets nice. Check them out online, fullmetalbeercompany.com. Also by the spaceship.tv. Check listings, see a show, buy tickets. The spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. Check their shows out. And if you're in a band, if you want to play there, dude, that's a great place to play. TheSpaceship.tv. TheSpaceship.tv. Music on the way from Rogue Rat. We'll do some Bad Ear and the Brash Menagerie. That's next on Max Inc. Heavy.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief, another Norfolk Southern train derailment in Ohio. Luckily, no toxic chemicals were released into the air or water, unlike the accident in East Palestine 1 month ago. Witness Sean Heathen.
At first, you're just kind of like, I guess, you know, watching the slow motion train wreck. But then all of a sudden, you're like, well, you know, now that it's not moving no more, it could go really dangerous really quick.
One person has died on board a small plane that experienced severe turbulence heading to Leesburg, Virginia. Correspondent Adriana Diaz.
The plane left Keene, New Hampshire Friday afternoon, bound for Virginia with three passengers, but it diverted. The NTSB is investigating. The cause of the death has not been released.
More than 12 feet of snow has been dumped over parts of California in the last few days. KCBS-TV's Joy Benedict is in Los Angeles.
All over L.A., what you're seeing is trails washed out, trees down, and up in the mountains, folks still snowed in after this epic storm caught many off guard.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing. Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station. We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
The Devil's Advocates.
The conservative dating app, The Right Stuff, is failing 3 months after launch. In October, the app, The Right Stuff, had just 11,000 downloads.
The profile creation process also asked users to list their thoughts about the January 6th Capitol riots. Two reviewers claimed that FBI and police officers visited their homes after filling out their profiles.
The political party that is The Devil's Advocates radio show, live weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio.
How many times will you try to steal an election? Undermine the moral standards of a nation. Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit. Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes.
Is burning to make America great again. It's chanted by an angry
Bound, Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
As you close your eyes and fall asleep, watch the world go by. Suddenly, you realize you've been fed lies. So let some light in, a vision you can see as it falls down around you and me.
Heavy with Bad Year and Charcoal Black. That's off their latest album. They're going to be in Chicago on March 17th at G-Man's Tavern. And then they're going to be in Madison at the Majestic Theater for the Rock and Roll High School Tribute to Punk at the Majestic Theater. April 7th is the date for that show. That's going to be a pretty cool show at the Majestic. Still tunes on the way from Mescalis. We'll do some 94 Distortion and some Seasides. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Don't forget, we got a packed show next week. Let me just pull up the calendar here. So next week on Max Inc. Radio, check this out. Chad Woodhall from Forward Coffee here in Madison, he's going to stop in and tell us about all the good coffee. Hopefully we'll have a coffee maker or a press or something like that here in the studio. We can have some coffee next Saturday night. That would be fun. We're going to launch a new segment called the Local Venue Spotlight next week. Look for that. Terry Barr is going to sit down and have an interview with Irene Keegan Jr. Kelsey Miles is going to be live in the Devil's Lair. And then here on Max Inc. Heavy, Carbellion and the Faith Hills Have Eyes. So that's next week on Max Inc. Radio. Don't forget you hit the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us to get all the information about podcasts from the previous shows. All right, let's get into some classic punk here. Some Bacardi Type 35. What is this, like 100 years old or something like that? I don't know. It's great stuff. Wendy's doing a solo show sometime in Madison. I don't have the details in front of that. Maybe check that out. Probably at Mickey's. Bacardi Type 35 and Trish Dresser. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
hits local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh,
problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Aha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.